Hi, my friends on Revival Today podcast. Today's message is strengthen your inner man.
Whether there are forests there or not, be of good courage and bring some of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the season of the first ripe grapes.
So he said, I want you to go and I want you to see what dwells in the land, if it's good or bad, whether the city inhabits are camped with those that are there. Are they set up like camps? Or are they set up like strongholds? Someone say strongholds. So he wasn't going. He gave him. He said, listen, while you're there, I want you to check into these things. I want you to see if this city has camps. You know what a camp look like? Look like people, bunch of people just camping. Or strongholds is when they built up infrastructure where they can keep the enemy out. where you just can't go in there. You have to actually fight or do something to break through. Somebody say breakthrough. So he wanted to know what was going on in the land. So he said, I want you to report back to me. Is it good or bad? Now, I was curious about that because God already told him to go get this land. And Moses said, go and check if it's good or bad. He said, listen, there should be some fruit growing, so why don't you grab some of that too? Okay, go ahead and read the next part.
But the men who had gone up with him said, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of which the land which they had spied out, saying, the land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants. And all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature. There we saw the giants. The descendants of Anak came from great giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight.
See, so right there, he said, these men went out and they began to check it out, and they said, we're not able to go up against the people, for they are like giants. Now, I'm looking at that passage. He said, they are like giants. So they went to where God has promised them. How many of you have heard a word from the Lord and he had promised you something? What we think is because we get in today's world and mindset and we get all caught up in all these big movements. But I always say to you that every man must work out their own soul salvation, because it's not about the group of you. It's about the individual. You got to make up your mind. Are you going to receive the report of God? Because what you're going through is not about the group. It's a personal experience. And this is why, in order to get to the promise of God, it's a personal thing that you're going through that nobody knows about, but there's giants sitting there. And the people of God are too busy bouncing along, not knowing that they got to see through the eyes of God. What you're going through is a battle, and it is tough. And I know that there's giants. There wasn't one giant. Like David had to fight against the one. But in this land, there were many giants. Somebody say many. Many. So that means, hey, you might have killed Goliath, but now it's Goliath's brother. And then Goliath's father. Then Goliath's, you see what I'm saying? Sometimes it seems like the battle continues to press upon you. But I want you to know, whose report do you believe? Do you believe the report of God? Or are you going to continuously look at the giants that are pressing upon you and keep buckling when God already told him, go get that land? And the Bible tells us, did you finish that passage? And it says there they saw giants. The descendants of Anak came from the giant. And it says, we were like grasshoppers. So he said, this is how they seen it. We were like grasshoppers. But the Bible says later on that there was only two out of the 12. Somebody said 12. A lot of time what we do is we look through everybody else's eyes. We say, well, Lord, these 10 don't feel we can go. It's just like when God has showed me what the church is going to be like in the city. We've been here only for 3 years and God has begun to do a work. Give God some praise. It's not easy when God shows you something, but you got to know that you know that you know that God is in it. Believe the report of God. So it might look hard and it might be a battle, but whose report are you going to believe? So what happened in this is we had 12 that went out and only two, Joshua and Caleb, were the only two. They went in and they went and did their spying as well. And they came back and said, I believe that we can take the land. Somebody said, I can take the land.
I can take the land.
You cannot take the land if you're not seeing through the eyes of God. Because what it has to do about your life is this. Your life is already challenging. But he said you're a new creature. Old things that pass away. And all things become new. That means, come on somebody, you can't continue to look through your own lenses anymore. You are new. I know that it's a supernatural miracle that you're looking for. But in Christ, all things are possible. But instead, we see through our eyes of depression, through our eyes of need, through our eyes of hurt. Yes. And God is saying, do you see what I'm trying to reveal to you? I have a promise that I already guaranteed you, but you got to know that I said I'm going to send you, so you got to go. And when you see the giants in the land, know that God is with you. Yes. It's one thing if I send you. And if your brother or sister sends you, but what if God sends you? Don't you know you get to go with that authority in your hand? Knowing that, like Moses, when he went up against Pharaoh, he said, let my people go. Did the Pharaoh just let him go? The Pharaoh looked at him like he was stupid. But then Moses began to perform. He began to do what God said do. He didn't look at the situation and say, well, okay, I'm going home. Bye-bye. We out of here. God has a promise for you. He has a land for you. He has something mighty for you. But you can't just dance and hop and skip your way in there. You got to look at that enemy and tell them the report of God. And say, devil, you got to get out. Your life is too valuable, people. Somebody's waiting on you. Your family is waiting on you. But your eyes are so messed up that you're only looking through your guilt. You're looking through your hurt. And I like how it says in the word. It said the report. It says, and they gave the children of Israel a bad report. Someone say a bad report. All 10 of them, they were from the different tribes. Look at how we got the church today. Think about it. I sent everyone here to go check out the new place, the new land. And everyone comes back but two and says, what do you think I'm going to probably lean towards? You're going to join the gang. And this is what we do with our spiritual life. We join the gang. We join along with those that say, you got to go with this crowd. You join along with those that say it's easier over here. You join along with, see, I'm talking about going higher. How many of you want to go higher? See, I don't want to come to church and not know how to get the victory. This place is a place to get restoration, get built up, get some more gas in the tank so that you can go back for another round. You can't get in a fight. In a boxing match and think it's only going to be one round. You better train for all 15 rounds. Now it's 12. But the saints of God, we're not equipping ourselves and we're seeing these things through our weakness. And God is saying, whose report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the report of the Lord? Give God some praise. I want you to turn to Samuel, 1 Samuel 16, 7. It says, but the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at the appearance or at the height of the stature, because I have rejected him. For God sees not the man. Okay, what did he say? Go ahead and read the rest.
For God sees not as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance.
Come on, somebody.
God looks at the heart.
But God looks at the heart. We too busy looking at everybody and judging one another, and then we judging ourselves after we're done. And we looking and assessing everything, but God sees the heart. Somebody said God sees the heart.
God sees the heart.
Now, guess what? The difference about God seeing the heart is he knows the heart. So he knows if you're jiving him. He knows if you're playing him. That's where we get messed up, because we keep on playing. Well, God knows my heart. Yeah, he knows your heart is ugly. The tongue reveals your heart. How you talking? Like I was sharing with the people. How you talking? How you relating to one another? How are you counseling each other? God is not caught up in all this biblical appearance. Even though you come in a robe, you can still be slewfoot. They used to call slewfoot the devil. He comes sliding in and slickering in and looking all cool, but no, he has one thing to do. He's there to steal, kill, and destroy. Whose report are you going to believe, church? Are you believing the report of God? I want you to see clearly again. It says, you cannot see clearly when you don't know who you believe. But now that you believe in Christ, and now that you received his word, guess what? You have to move forward and understand that you have to trust the Lord with all your heart. Someone said, trust the Lord with all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him, and he will what? Direct your path. See, so, and I like that, because to acknowledge him. See, so when they went to Canaan and they checked out the land and they had to get the answer, and they had to say, this is ours. Only Joshua and Caleb said, this is ours. We can go get it. And the thing about this journey was, I don't know if you know, but it was 12 spies, but they sent them out for 40 days. There's something about that number 40. Sent Jesus to be led up, tempted of the devil for 40 days, 40 nights. Think about it. He went to fast and pray. And then it said that he was going to be tempted of the devil. You might have to go. And you might have to go and face that giant. It's not going to just come real quick. They weren't sent out that night. It said they went for 40 days. Think about that. That means they had to pack up their stuff. We look at it like, oh, sister, I want you to go up the road there and check and see if it's ours. No, and they didn't have no cars. They didn't have what you could, you know. They had to pack up. They had to make sure they had the supply. And they had to make sure that they could reach the land. They had to assess the land and come back with a report. Some of us are going to go there, and are halfway there. We say, yeah, I want to, but it's the day 20 and I've been in the desert for 20 days. I'm tired. I'm hot and sweaty. That's how we get. Oh, I'm tired. It's just like, you've been hearing me for the last 3 months. The devil been attacking me with a cold, man, and with my asthma and so forth. I can't sit there and say I can't do, because no, God said, whose report do you believe? What are you going for? So when they were traveling to that land, they had to take what they needed to get through the whole travel. And then when they got there, they had to assess it with the eyes of the Holy Ghost. And know that God is able. Somebody say, God is able. He's able to keep you from falling. But you have to declare it to yourself, church. If you don't take your glasses off, put on your spiritual glasses. And you know how you got to do your glasses? Wipe them down. You need to take the word of God and wipe it down. Yes, I know what you see is a mess. I know that you're sitting in a situation where sickness is pressing upon you. But God is saying, I'm still with you. I know that you've been traveling for day after day and you're thirsty, and Moses sent you out there with not enough water. And you complain, no. They had to keep their spiritual glasses on and say, no, I know it's a long journey, but I'm going to go do what I was told to do. And you know, some of them got there and said, oh, the giant. They just looked real quick. That's what we do with our life. It's a mess. God, you ain't blessing me. I'm out of here. I'm sick. You didn't heal me already. I'm out of here. My marriage is a mess. I'm out. And God is saying, did you look at my report yet? Hallelujah. Have you seen my report? God is trying to, like I said in a couple of messages ago, God doesn't plant trees. He plants seeds. He's trying to establish the church so that, see, a tree, a seed has got everything it needs in it. But guess what? That seed also knows how to get rooted. God is trying to establish you. He's trying to make you a seed of faith. And just like Peter, he's seen Jesus and he said, I'm able to go beyond what I think. He said, even though, they were fishermen by trade. They knew that you couldn't walk on water. But it, come on, somebody. But he believed in the report of who? The Lord, excuse me. God is going to get you through, church. Say, I'm going to get through it. Let's come on, somebody. Say, I'm going to get through it. Say, I'm going to make it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I want to read the last couple of scriptures here. I don't think I have it on there. But what I'm going to do is ask you to stand. I'm not here to keep you long. It says in Proverbs 12:27, the spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord. Search all the innermost parts of his being. I want you to know that you have to search all the innermost parts of your being. It says, for as he thinks within himself, so is he. Say that, for as he thinks in himself, so is he. See, and I want you to know that as you think is who you are. So he said, think on things that are good. Think on things that are kind. Think on these things. You don't, come on, somebody. We cannot continue. You see, the blessing is waiting for you. The promise has already been made, but the plan of the Lord is not messed up. Don't look at it and say, God has messed it up because it ain't going that smoothly. God showed me he was going to fill this house. And I said, Lord, we can't build a new church till we can fill this church. And we're doing a pretty good job, but people aren't consistent. But one thing I know is I'll let you know right now, each and every one of you, whose report am I going to believe? Come on, somebody, praise God. Because the promise don't come easy. So whatever you're going through, whatever God is trying to deliver you from, you have to get to that promised land. So that means if those of you that know how to travel, come on, somebody, you ever see your kids pack up to go somewhere and you're like, come on now, you got to get more stuff. Or you going camping, you better get your tent, you better get this, and maybe a compass, something to show you the way. But what we do is we get a little bit of salvation. And we think that everything is all right now. We don't have to continue to grow. We don't have to continue to listen to the voice of God. God is saying, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then other things shall be added. This is why this is your duty. So if you want to grow, seek God first. And then when he gives you the plan, do not get out of his presence. Continue to listen to him so that he will make it clear. He said, write the vision and make it clear. Make it plain so that they that read it may run. Your life, God has a plan for you. Are you tired? Are you tired yet? Don't you know, he said, my path is straight. How many know how, when you're traveling, if you go straight, you get there quicker? That's why they fly, because you fly over everything straight there. Somebody say straight there. Now, just because you can fly over it, if you can't see, you ain't getting there still. Yeah. So you got to still have the lens of the Holy Ghost. And that means get under the anointed church. Get somewhere where you're growing spiritually, where no one's pampering you and patting you like a baby. No, I'm trying to build you to be a spy of the Lord so that when you go into your promise, you can get it, you can possess it, and you can bring your family over too. It's time to grow, church, and see that God is trying to cleanse the lens of righteousness so that you now put on the glasses of righteousness, so that when you put on what God has said, there are giants in your land. I can't. Hey, come on. Everybody, it says every man got to work out their own soul salvation. Guess what? Everyone has their own giant. So some of you come to me and say, oh, pastor, you don't know what I'm going through because mine is bigger than yours. One day I got to face death in the eyes, too. One day I'm not. You say, come on, somebody. You don't know. But like Job, he lost it all. And his wife said, curse God and die. Did he do it? No, he looked at her and said, you crazy. Even if I lose it all, the God that I have is still more than enough. He's still worthy to be praised. That's what you got to tell the enemy. Stop crying and build yourself up with faith so that you can see the report of God. And so when they tell you you're not going to make it, you can look at the report of God and see it clearly and say, he sent me this way. He sent me here, and I know there's giants, but guess what? That is my house. Someone say, it's my house. It's my house. Point to yourself. Say, it's my house. So stop letting the devil in. Hallelujah. Give God some praise. Give God some praise. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, give God some praise. I know you've been sick for a while. I know you cried for a while. I know your friends walked out on you for a while. I know. I know you lost your house. I know you have nowhere to live. But God said these giants got to go. Somebody say, my giant has to go. My giant has to go. Because God said it. So that settles it. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God, I know you were moved and touched by this message. Them giants have to go. Please come visit us at 1850 Elm Street. Sunday morning service starts at 10 a.m. This is a year we're planning on getting ready to build the new church within the next couple years. We need your support and love and offerings. Please come visit us. Have a nice day. Come see us at House of Praise, 1850 Elm Street, 10 a.m. service. Bless you, my online friends.